praise you, Jesus. Thank you so much for the riches, the treasures that are in you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I am determined to know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Lord, I am so thankful for what you've given me. Everything I have is yours, Lord. You say everything under heaven is mine. So nothing I own is mine, Lord. It's all yours. Lord, and I praise you, Lord. We just lift you up, Lord, and remind us, Lord God, that you are a good God. That from your right hand you satisfy the desire of all living things. Jesus, I pray that your spirit be in this message and that you'd be touching the hearts of any listeners. Thank you so much for your death, for choosing to lay your life down for us and then take it back up again for us, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. Hello, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. It's hard to disappoint a thankful person, to cheat a humble person. It's easy to disappoint people who look for relationships, things, situations, feelings, circumstances, success, to bring them happiness. Because those things are fickle. They come and they go. But happy people, joyful people, have mastered how to make the most of what they have, not have the best of what they want. Let me say that again. Joyful people have mastered how to make the most of what they have, not have the best of what they want. Amen. Joyfulness, thankfulness is a conscious decision. It's a consistent choice to walk in thankfulness. Contentment is simply that. It's deciding to be thankful and walk in it. And thankfulness in Jesus Christ cures dissatisfaction. Wow, I got something in my throat today. It cures dissatisfaction, it cures depression, pride, impatience, greed, and many evil things. You know, it's amazing. True worship to Jesus Christ is an ultimate spiritual expression of thankfulness. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 11, I don't want you to be deceived from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ Jesus. It's so easy to be sidetracked by what's going on in your life now, by how you're overwhelmed by this relationship or that circumstance or this burden or these ugly emotions or these nasty thoughts. It's so easy to be distracted by doubt or to just chase false pleasures. Pleasures that won't satisfy you but for a moment or two, and then you're back to pursuing them again. When you can hold on to thankfulness in Jesus Christ, because then you will be content in all things. All things. We must remember that everything we have was lent to us. Look around you, examine your life. Everything that you think you've earned, that you own or value, it can be taken away from you without your permission in an instant. Humbleness and thankfulness in Jesus. They don't know the meaning of ownership, only stewardship. We're responsible for God's goods that are borrowed. And I want to read some scripture to you because God, through His scripture, wants us to embrace and hold on to these things. I'm in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 through 13. It says, "Not that I speak from need, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Now, I think that any of us would want this. I know that you want this, because if you had this, it would bless your life. No matter what circumstance you are in, you can be here. And I'm not just going to hold this over your head as some little carrot. I'm going to show you practically how the scripture says to get here. Amen? How do we get here in Jesus Christ? And I'm going to show you, because Jesus is his will to reveal to you himself. That's what he desires. Paul writes this in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11, but he wrote this only after he gave the recipe to how to achieve this state of being thankful in any circumstance. And it's real, and I encourage you to put it into practice. Let's jump into it. Here's the recipe. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Here's the beginning of the recipe. Rejoice in the Lord. But Michael, you don't understand. How can I say rejoice? I'm depressed. I'm near death. I'm near the end. Put on faith and rejoice. Ask the Lord for faith. Ask the Lord to strengthen your rejoicing. But rejoice in him for what he's done for you. Think of the eternal perspective. Don't look at what's going on in front of your face. Look at what's happening in heaven. Look at what's happened already, and look what will happen. God has glorified you. He's justified you. He's saved you. There was a point where you were one heartbeat away from eternal black darkness and torment where the worm doesn't die. The scripture says the worm doesn't die. Do you know what that means? It means that even if you put a worm in flames, it shrivels up. And we know that hell is a lake fire. It's full of flames. But people who are in there who haven't come to Jesus Christ, who haven't surrendered their life to Jesus Christ and given themselves to them, they will spend an eternity without Jesus Christ in the fire, and their bodies won't ever wither. They won't ever go away. I mean, if you were in there for 5 minutes, that would be horrible. But in there for infinity, for eternity, the Lord saved you from that. Rejoice in that. Rejoice in that. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say rejoice. And if you're rejoicing in the Lord, he surrounds that. It says in Psalm 22:3 that the Lord inhabits, he dwells in the praises of his people. And if Jesus Christ is dwelling in you, if his praise is dwelling, then guess what? You will take on his spirit of gentleness. You will change. You will change. And let's continue. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, and prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And look what will follow, friends. Look what will follow. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Can you look at this? Can you follow the point that's being made? Start from rejoicing. And Psalms, it says that that's how you enter the gates. You enter his gates through thanksgiving, through praise, through rejoicing. If you want to enter the gates of heaven, if you want to enter by the throne, start by rejoicing in Jesus Christ, in him alone. Him alone. Amen. It's Jesus and that's it. Nothing else. Even if they're good things, even if it's your family, even if it's your job, even if it's all those things, start by rejoicing in Jesus. Yes, it's good to praise him for that too. Amen. We want to praise him for that. But let's praise God for God. Rejoice in Jesus Christ. And as you rejoice in him, the Lord will be near, and his gentleness, because he says in Matthew, come to me, for I am gentle and I am humble. The Lord will be near to us, and his gentle spirit will overwhelm us. And to be anxious for nothing. Jesus is trying to communicate that you ought not be anxious. And that should be an encouragement to you, because this is the same Jesus who says, in this world you will have trouble. So he's not saying this because he doesn't think that you're going to have trouble. He's already knowing that you will have trouble. He's already anticipating that your normal response to your problem will be anxiety. And he's saying, be anxious for nothing. What about a sickness? What about others being sick? What about things that I've gone through? What about what I'm going through right now? What about the traumatic experiences that keep coming to my brain? What about the depression that I feel? What about the heartbreak that I'm in right now? What about this relationship that was just taken from me? What about someone who just died? Be anxious for nothing. And does he stop right there? No. The Lord always gives us something to replace the anxiety with. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. And guess what God is going to do if you do that? If you were obedient to that, this is what's God going to do. He will give you his peace, and it's going to go right around your brain. It's going to surpass. It's going to go right beyond your comprehension. It's going to go past the intellect, past the wisdom you think you have, past the understanding you have, and he will guard your heart and minds in Jesus Christ. Do you understand what's going on? If you step out in faith and rejoice in the Lord, if you pray and you lift up your life to him and you thank him in everything, he's going to go past your brain, bypass your intellect, and guard your heart and your mind. Amen. With peace, the peace of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, I leave my peace to you. Not as the world leaves peace, I give to you. Do you know the kind of peace the world gives? The peace the world gives is mental peace. They give you this intellectual kind of peace that you have to think about and get the peace. They give you a peace that you have to have that's physical. The massage, the back rub, all the things that they give you. But you can't access those things all the time. You can be in situations where you don't have access to the world's peace. But the Lord Christ gives you a peace that you can access any time. If you believe in the gospel that Jesus died for you and you've received his spirit, it's by his spirit in you that will give you this peace of thankfulness that will surpass anything that's going on. Will it change your circumstance? No. But praise the Lord, it will change you. It will change you. Let's continue. Because it gets even more practical. praise the Lord. It gets even more practical. If you're still kind of not getting it, the Lord goes on to explain. Finally, brethren, whatever is true in Jesus Christ, whatever is honorable in Jesus Christ, whatever is right in Jesus Christ, whatever is pure in Jesus Christ, whatever is lovely in Jesus Christ, whatever is of good report in Jesus Christ, if there is any excellence and anything worthy of praise in Jesus Christ that comes to your mind, dwell on these things. Dwell on these things. And guess what? He says it again. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in my practice, these things, do them, and the God of peace will be with you. See that part there where he said, the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things. That's what he's about to talk about, which we read in the beginning of this message, of how in any state or any circumstance he's in, he's content. Because that's what he's trying to convey to them. You can have what I have. And how is he getting this? By praising and rejoicing. Do you know that this scripture, this letter, Philippians, was written by Paul? And it was written when he was in prison. He wasn't sitting on a throne with a whole lot of servants. You know, I mean, people look at Christianity and they think this just is westernized religion. You know, it started with just people trying to put down other people and subjugate different lands and nations and races, but it wasn't that. This started in Jerusalem. It started with oppression and persecution, and people were killing Christians for entertainment, were torturing them just for laughs and fun, and then forgetting about it, destroying lives. And this is the same person who used to kill Christians. God came and met him, and now he's telling to you in prison, sitting in his own feces. In his home feces, to rejoice in the Lord. So, you know, oh, Michael, I'm hearing all these things, but you don't understand where I am. Well, look, this is the same person who was on his way to be beheaded. Do you know Paul was beheaded? They cut his head off. Now he's sitting in prison, and this man has been through heartache. He's been through shipwrecks, storms, whippings, stonings, scourgings, and he's telling us to rejoice by the Spirit of Jesus, to rejoice in our Lord, our Savior, our Lamb who was slain. And we will be rewarded with the peace of God. Thankfulness in Jesus leads to the peace of Jesus. Thankfulness in Jesus leads you to the peace in Jesus. I can't say it enough, friends. We have to look up to heaven. Look on to Jesus Christ, who dwells and sits at the right hand of God. Please go revisit these scriptures Philippians chapter 4, I encourage you just to follow the line of rejoicing in the Lord, praising Him, allowing His presence to be near to you, and just constantly focusing on what's praiseworthy. Because when you're focusing on what's praiseworthy, amen, you stop seeing the things that are troublesome to you. When you condition your heart to see praiseworthy things of Jesus Christ that's going on around you in your life, the quality of life that you live increases exponentially. When you start to look at your world with the lens of Jesus Christ instead of the lens of this, your imperfections and the imperfect circumstances that you're in, your quality of living it won't be the same anymore. It will shoot up. And that's what we all want, amen? That's what we all want. And the scriptures is telling you how to practically have it. Focus on what's praiseworthy. You do these things, and you'll be able to say this. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to say this? I'm not speaking from need, because I've learned to be content in whatever circumstance I am in. I know how to get along with the bad. I know how to get along with the good. I know how to be hungry. I know how to be filled. I know how to suffer. I know how to have abundance. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Wouldn't it be amazing to say that in the midst of whatever you're going through right now, in the midst of the storm that comes from, if your rock is in praising and adoring your Lord Jesus Christ? And that's something that we do continually. Paul says, in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. It says, in everything, by prayer and supplication. And it says to dwell on the things that are praiseworthy in Jesus, that's right in Jesus, pure in Jesus, lovely in Jesus, good report in Jesus, honorable. If you are dwelling on these continually and you are praising God and thanking Him and praying to Him and lifting Him things up to Him in everything, there's no way you won't experience that peace. There's no way. So, Lord, I lift up this message to you, God. And I just thank you so much for the Spirit of God that comes out and that you pour out on those who are willing to seek you and worship you, Lord, and accept you, Lord. And God, I pray that whoever is listening would be encouraged. I pray that whoever is listening would understand that you desire for them to walk and be protected in the peace, Lord. That when you talk about the peace that guards our heart, the word guard, the Greek word, is the word that we get umpire with. That your peace will umpire our hearts. That it will just protect it, Lord. And I pray that whoever is listening would just see that there's an inner peace that they can have, which is not like the peace the world gives, Lord. It's better, and you can access it anytime, anywhere, and any circumstance. So, Lord, I pray that you would show them that, and I praise you, Lord, that you've hidden these things from the know-it-alls, Lord, people like me, Lord, and you've given it to those who've been humbled, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you've revealed these things to infants, Lord. I praise you, Lord God, that this is a treasure that you give to those who worship you and who fear you and who seek you, Lord God. In your name, I praise you. Amen. Be blessed, friends.